Good morning and welcome to it, 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m. And allow me to say, as we get this Thursday morning started, wow, getting old sucks. There was a time about 14 years ago, when I was dating the missus. I would work a full day, you know, get done at the office about 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, meet her for dinner. We'd go have dinner and, of course, talk.
Dancing.
So, not in the middle of the week, but we'd talk. The next thing I know, you know, it's midnight, 1 o'clock. Kiss her goodnight. I head home and get up at 5-ish and get ready to go do it again. You know? And I would do that several nights a week. So Connelly and I go out partying last night.
Right. Partying.
Okay, well, we went down to Stevens Point to officiate and make the appearance at the Harley.
No, tell them the truth.
Huh?
Just tell them the truth. The two-thirds of the show responsible for the big ratings increases went out and partied it up.
Oh, that's nice. And you're paying the price today. Well, that's good.
Well, it was a fun time. It really was a good evening. Now, the event was all the people that have, you know, when you've been at our live gigs and our appearances, you've seen that the Harley was there, and there was the drawing box where you fill out your name and so forth. Well, the people that qualified to be there was like 102? And a big event where you call people up and they, I don't want to go into all the details, boring, but they, you get qualified for either the 10 qualifiers for the Harley, or they get cups and T-shirts and gift certificates and, I don't know, flip-flops.
And somebody went home with a Harley.
Yeah, somebody did go home with a Harley last night. And so I'm there kind of emceeing the thing and just having a lot of fun. But the last 15 minutes was a push because it was, you know, I was getting really tired. And I knew I was going to be up late last night, so I tried to take a nap yesterday. God, it sounds like, I tried to take me a bit of a nap. I failed miserably. So I was really tired. And last night I couldn't shut my head off because I'm thinking about all kinds of things. And then this morning came way too early. 2:15 came way too early this morning.
You sound like you're a candidate for Ambien.
Oh, gosh, no. Going to sleep was not really a... I mean, once I turned my brain off, boom, I was unconscious for... I don't even think I moved, man. I'll have to ask the missus. It's like, did I move at all? Did I... Yeah. No, you usually don't. That's
should I tell them about the dream?
Yes, you absolutely should.
Now, of course, I'm at the prize giveaway with you.
Yes.
And then I came home and went to bed right away, and I dreamed...
Not together. Not in the same...
Well, that's good.
All right, just so we clear that up.
My dream was, in my dream, we were doing the giveaway.
Yes.
And my dream was that it was horribly wrong, that something bad happened, and that lawyers were called and complaints were filed. And I woke up this morning, you know, in that haze between half awake, half asleep, saying, oh my goodness, today's going to be a disaster.
And I told him, I said, this is the fun part. I said, this is the difference between being in management and just being the voice talent. Because it's like, I'm just reading names off a list. I don't care. You know, I'm just reading names off a list. If something goes horribly wrong and lawyers get involved, ain't my problem. I just read what's on the list, man. I don't think he appreciated that. I was like, well, thanks for being a team player. It's like, no, you don't understand. I'm on this side of the board for a reason. I've been in that whole, well, I have to be careful what lawyers think. I've done that before. It's not any fun. So anyway, the event went very well. I realized, though, last night I way overdressed for this event.
Yes.
I was wearing a shirt with sleeves.
Come on.
Yeah.
They didn't all have tank tops and stuff on, did they?
Not all of them. What would you say, half? I made a joke. One guy came up and I thought, wow, you, literally, dude, you're wearing a muscle shirt, you know, with the sleeves cut off. And I made a joke. It's like, oh, I think I've been overdressed. And I noticed that like half the audience was wearing the sleeveless shirt. I'm like, I may want to cut back on those kind of jokes real quick. And then I made some kind of a neck tattoo joke. And I asked her, I said, all right, who here's got a neck tattoo? Most of the women.
Wow.
Yeah. And one of them gave me a really dirty look as she was walking. I was like, I'll shiv you if I get the like, sorry, sir. Anyway, so it was a fun thing. And the other thing I thought was really hilarious.
You would go to Folsom Prison and make soap jokes, wouldn't you? Right?
Hey, buddy, you got to do that rope, soap on a rope? You know, and I, never mind. You're the kind of guy, though, that if I did go to prison, you'd send me powdered soap. Takes longer to pick it up off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun show today, people.
Yeah, this has degenerated quickly here, hasn't it?
We've only got started. What was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, like every 25 names I go through the list, they have this thing called a sociable. Do you know what that is?
Team drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Yeah. Raise your drink, yeah. You know. And I'm thinking, we're giving a Harley to somebody in this audience. Come on, drink up. We all got to drive home after this. That's one of the things.
I believe that was started by a band from around here back in the 80s, a band called Tango. And they would take a break every once in a while between songs, and they would the bars where they played loved it because they got everybody to drink more.
Oh, heck yeah.
Team drink. One, two, three, drink.
Can we do that for the morning show?
Sounds like something a polka band would do.
Well, the bars loved it because everybody had to go refill very quickly after a few of those, you know.
Excellent. Very nice. All right, there it is. That's the basis for today's show. It's going to be interesting. Two of us are sleep-deprived, and, well, Tom is just drunk. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
We're so glad that you are with us. Our show is quite ridiculous. When your day is just beginning, somehow we keep you grinning. Look, what you've heard so far shows how crazy we are. It's not too hard to hear that we're bizarre. When you get up with the sun, hang out with us and have fun. In your book, we're number one. We're trying hard to be less sucky. We're trying hard to be less sucky. Have you heard now? We're less sucky. We're here for you when things are sucky. The other guys are way more sucky.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.